Farmers in the Free State and Northern Cape suffered devastating losses after fires ripped through vast areas of farmland over the past week. A firefighter and a farmer was hospitalized after suffering serious burn wounds, while hundreds of cattle had to be euthanized to relieve their suffering from extensive injuries sustained during the fires on the farm. We have with us this morning Free State's Agricultural President, Francis Wilken, who joins us. Francis, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for joining us. First of all, can you perhaps begin by giving us an update on the situation now? Have the fires been brought under control?
Yes, the fires are mainly brought under control over the weekend. At the moment, we are... tomorrow, we will assess the losses the guys suffered there, and then we will start helping them to spread the finances we've got from the communities.
Now, let's take a step back and look at the origins. There are many stories circulating on social media as to how these fires started. At this stage, do you have any idea on how the fires started? Do you have any indication as to what were the real origins of these fires?
Yes, the main fire started in the town of Hertsville due to protest actions there from the community about service delivery. So it was there was a water tanker that was set alight, and also tires that were set alight, and that spread into the field, and that is where the main fire started in Hertsville. The other fires came from Warrington in the Northern Cape, and then there are no evidence that it was actually started by people. But the main fire was started according to protest actions.
Mm. Now, there's reports suggesting that some of the cattle had to be put down. At this stage, you know, you spoke earlier about assessing the extent of damage, but broadly speaking, do you have any figures or are you able to share with us in a broad way as to what has been the estimated extent of damage at this stage?
It will be a big guess, but I know that one farmer lost about 700 sheep. I know about 80, in some cases, of cattle. So it will be a guess. Tomorrow we will have the exact figures, yes.
Now, what has been the response from both the provincial and the national government on the disaster? My understanding is that some farmers have lost everything. So do you know as yet what kind of assistance can you expect?
From the government at the moment, we don't know if there will be any assistance. We are asking that there be a disaster declared in that areas. That has not been done yet. But what the declaration of disaster means is that the government can make funds available to help them. So we are waiting for that. But at this stage, there are no help so ever from the government at this stage.
Mm. Yes. And in a broader sense, what is the impact of the fires on the agricultural community following a devastating drought that almost brought the sector to its knees?
Yeah, that is... That is very serious. As you said, there are farmers that lost everything. All the field have been burnt. A lot of cattle have been burnt. At one stage, the fire was over an area of 15 kilometers wide. So it's actually impossible to get the animals out of the way. So at this stage, it's for us to see what is the actual damage. Is that... farmers that will not be able to stand up, and we will do everything in our power to help them to start over again.
Certainly. Francis, thank you for coming on this morning and giving us an update.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good day. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.